WA Mobile.
Not mobile and around, Steve. In port WRO.
WRO, in port WA. What's happening, Bill?
Oh, just sitting here reading the news, getting depressed, you know. You know how that goes.
I have got to that point unless I hear rumors about World War III, I stay away from the news media.
Yep. Hey, I got a good one last night. Falkland Islands. These folks have got a 106,000-acre ranch, and they got 22,000 head of sheep on it.
We do remember back in history that the British fought a war with, I believe it was Argentina, over the Falkland Islands.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I remember that.
Just like their wool. Oh, me. But that's about all that island's good for is sheep. So, I don't know that they got anything else going. But that's a big ranch, and that's a lot of sheep to shear.
Yeah, really. Yeah, after I, you know, logged the contact, I looked it up on QRZ and read that, and I said, holy cow. Is the Falkland Islands.
Now that's got to be real close to that one I got, South Orkney Island. It's just off the coast of Antarctica, and there was a de-expedition down there, and I got them on 100 watt back a couple of years ago. So yeah, that's a good kit, man. That's south of here.
Over 6,000 miles.
That's a good. Well, so were they in the middle of winter and freezing to death, or were they coming in springtime? Seasons are opposite for them, aren't they?
Yeah, because they're in the lower southern hemisphere, so they're coming in the spring.
They can thaw out a little bit, because I know it gets cold down there. Hey, did I tell you about that when I got north of here?
What'd you get?
Last year, I got Ellesmere Island. Nothing up there except a polar desert and the Canadian Polar Research Center. They don't even have ice there. He says the ground is just froze solid. And the guy was teasing me a little bit. He says, well, what's y'all's temperature down there? I said, well, we're freezing our heinies off. It ain't the high today is it going to be, but about 40 degrees. That's cold for us. He says, yeah, well, that's a tropical heat wave. Our high today is going to be 45 below.
Yeah, I think they stay froze year-round up there, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Yep. But Canadian Research, Polar Research Center, said they were up there digging around in that dirt, and they were finding fossils of warm-blooded creatures and you know, fish and such. Gee whiz. That must have been a year or two ago.
Yep. All right, what'd you get him on that rotatable dipole you had, or you didn't have your beam up then, did you?
No, I was on that rotatable dipole, and that one I think was roughly 64 or 6,500 miles away. For that dipole, I thought that was a pretty good get. It worked out good.
Yeah, that's a good little haul. Well, I tell you what, this long wire antenna, that EFHW 8010, You know, it's what, 130 or 132 foot long. I'd be happy with it. I've worked 130 countries with it, you know, on voice and FT8 both. 100 confirmed on voice, 100 confirmed on, or more than 100 confirmed on digital. And it works good.
We can't argue with success. But now I tell you what I do. You know, I put up that big beam, and I've got that dipole sitting out there for sale. And you know what else I got? I got a brand spanking new Yaesu 450 rotator, never been up, and a 50-foot Ron 25 tower with a tilt-over base ready to go up. Hint, hint.
Did you decide not to put up the second tower, or what?
I was on there the other day, and as a shortcut, I did not put the tower up. My building is up at about 28 feet off the ground, and I just put a metal bracket up there, and the building is metal anyhow, so I've got my ground plane, and I put that ATOS 120A up there. It's a it's a screwdriver Yaesu antenna. And Bo, I'm gonna tell you what, one of my first calls was down to Padre Island, Texas, and I was shocked when he told me where he was, because I mean, it was like he was sitting in the seat next to me, and that was on 100 watt, and I'm going, huh, maybe I don't need the tower. And since then, I've talked all over Europe with it. It's just doing great, so I'm gonna leave it the way it is.
Yep. I mean, if it's working and you got the beam, you know, to do if you want to get some pinpoint stuff, you're in good shape. And 4WRO.
Okay, and 4BWA. Well, so if you know anybody that needs a good Ron 25 50-foot tower with a rotator and a Cushcraft D4, hey, send them my way. I'll make them a deal.
Yeah, I jotted that down here on the notepad. Did you put it on the Wednesday night for sale?
I have, but you're the first person I've told about it. I hadn't really tried to sell it at all yet. Well, no, I take that back. I did mention it to Tom, KZ4M. And he showed a little bit of interest in it, but he's got some stuff going right now. He can't quite do it, so anyhow, hey, if you know somebody, let me know, baby.
Yep, will do. Yeah, I sat there at night and listened to the, you know, the swap net, and I need to start checking into that net out to do it.
They run a good swap net, and, you know, they do a good job on that net. It's good and clean, and hey, they get anywhere from, 45 to 65, sometimes 75 check-ins a night. And it's just a good net. Everybody friendly on there.
Yeah, they had, what, 61 or 62 the other night, and I got busy last night, and I didn't turn the radio on.
Let me tell you what happened to me over the weekend. In 2015, I get $50,000 for this little house. It's 1,000 square foot, 7/10 of an acre. It's right down the street where I built my house that I'm living in now. So, anyhow, I listed it Friday morning. Friday at noon, I was presented a contract. By Sunday evening, I had four more contracts. I signed a contract on it yesterday evening for $125. I could not believe that. I wasn't asking for $119.
I tell you what, the housing market has just went totally insane. The guy across the street from me, he bought his house. He bought that house about 5 years ago, paid $200K for it, and sold it a couple months ago for $350K. He had it listed for $300, I think, and they had a bidding war on the thing.
Yes. Well, It's our market at its best, or worst, depending on how you look at it. But the bottom line is, that is supply and demand. There's just no houses out there to be had. We got so many people moving in here from the left coast and from up north. Man.
Yeah, that, unfortunately, is true.
It's not a bad thing, as long as folks come here and say, wow, this is a good place to live, and I'm going to like it here, and no, I don't want to change it and mess it up. But these idiots from out on the left coast come out here and say, well, that's not the way we get it at home. Why are you moving out here then? Well, they messed it up out there. Okay, well, then don't mess it up here. You know? Come on.
Yeah, and don't let the door hit you in the butt on the way across the state line when you're heading back home.
I heard somebody tell somebody the other day while I was in the grocery line, they was griping and complaining about something or other, and the guy looked straight at him and says, hey, buddy, 85 runs both ways. Take it.
Exactly. Or get on 26 and head north.
Well, anyhow, like I said, you know, for folks that come here and look at it and say, you know, this is a nice place, hey, welcome. But don't try to change it. I mean, that's why you was coming here.
Anymore. Oh, I did take a chance. I bought one of them TYTs.
Did you now? How many watt is it?
50.
50 watt. Which one did you get?
Arnell had a special going. In fact, it's still going. I had a TYT 7800 and a house brand 25 or 30 amp power supply to go with it. And it was like, what, $219 for both of them, bundled. And I said, you know, hey, something to play with, stick it out in the shop, nothing else.
7800, is that a base radio?
No, mobile rig. It looks like the old Kenwood 7800. Dual VFOs, dual display, all that good stuff.
Band too.
Oh yeah.
Where'd you get it?
R&L.
Electronics, huh? Well now, you do know that they got one that's a 10.6, 2 and 440. The same way with crossband.
Yeah, that's the 9800, I think. I don't need all that. I just need a little 2 meter and 440 that, you know, hey, I can stick it in the truck or stick it out in the shop, whatever. Stick a ground plane out there on the end of the shop and go for it.
That's pretty good. That's not bad at all. I may have to go over and check that out myself. Well, so have you had anything glitchy with it yet?
No, it ain't got in yet. It'll be in. Well, they're shipping today. I ordered it Saturday. They're shipping today. It may get here Wednesday, but I'm suspecting Friday after the holiday.
I just got a phone call from my brother down in Alpharetta. Let me get this call, and then I'll get back on here with you, because I want to hear a little more about that thing.
All right. Talk to you later. N4WRO. Drive safe.
4WA, clear.